That's right. Little W sauce, Fire Shire breakfast, breakfast sauce too. Bloody Mary mix, Garrett Chapman approved. My friends at New Realm in the Owl Inn Lager. Hoo-hoo! Kennesaw State, baby. They've already played this week. So, yeah, that's where it's at. And the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on November 25th. We are 24 days away. 24 days away. And there are still limited, and I mean limited spots, Mike. I mean, there is not a lot. I'm gonna hit the update real quick, and make sure I'm on my page that there hasn't more slots gone away. But there's very few slots. Okay, we do have some special swag bags for these, and they have sizes that you need to get the right size for your gear. So do it today. Don't wait, because you don't want to get a shirt or a hoodie or whatever it may be in their bag that doesn't fit you. And you would know all about that.
For sure.
Falcons, Cowboys, Sunday. Kickoff is at 1:02 p.m. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I do not know if the roof will be open, but based on what happened the last time, I hope it's not.
Yeah, same.
I hope we fill the seats up. I know it's going to be a packed house. There are going to be Cowboys fans there because they travel well. You know, they haven't won at home.
Do you think they travel well, or do you think there's just a lot of Cowboys fans that already live here?
I mean, six one way, half a dozen the other.
Curious.
Does
I'm
it matter?
Your thoughts.
I mean, I think combination. I think
well,
they
you
have
said
a lot.
They travel well.
I think they have a lot of fans. I think they're a heritage
spread
team
all over the place.
That has a lot of fans, and they used to be bandwagon fans, and they just bought enough gear they couldn't get rid of it in the '90s. I don't know why. I mean, they had plenty of time. They've been through a lot has changed since 1995. Mm. Last time they actually won a Super Bowl. Anyways. Their backs are against the wall. They're coming in here. And Dak Prescott was asked if this is a must-win game.
Yeah. I mean, how to me every game is, but obviously, I mean, I'd get 3-4. As I've said, a lot of seasons left, but the first start to be able to say that confidently is getting back even, especially right having a couple home ones after that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the urgency this team has. That should scare Falcons fans. And you know what else that should do? That should wake Falcons fans up.
Mm.
And you should be awake. Sunday at 1:02, not like that Seattle crap. Come in there awake, and the team's got to come with energy, and you need to come with energy, and we need to put this game away as a conference game.
Let's go.
They matter.
Let's go.
You never know.
Let's go.
You never know. Get to 6-3, and then we have a showdown with New Orleans, which would put us, if we won, would be at 5-0. These are important games. You go on the road the next 2 weeks before the bye, and New Orleans and Denver.
Let's go.
Not easy places to go. And Derek Carr will be back by that time at New Orleans. And Denver has could be 6-3 after this weekend.
Let's get after it.
Let's be ready to go. Let's be in our seats. Let's be loud. I don't care if you're drunk. Just don't fight people. But be rowdy and loud. And let's freaking go. Let's beat
you
Dallas.
You hear the man.
Let's beat Dallas.
You hear the man. Squidbilly says make sure you get there early and make sure you rise up, man.
Because what the Falcons do, Michael?
We rise up.
We rise up.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun today, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Falcons rise up.
Yeah. On the morning shift today.